we've been working Elul. It's him trying to personalize our Elul, trying to find our Ani, sign the whole of the Elul, Ani le Doidi, the Doidi Lee, finding. It's not Ani against Doidi. Find the Doidi in the Ani. Where's the Doidi in the Ani? We spoke last week, Davi Kabbalas, we spoke by from Kloli, Rabbi Yehonas Pirish. And we saw that Be'etzem, our entire kinyan in Avodas Hashem, from anything, it's not enough that we're just being makabel, that we're receptive. We need to be in an ani. Our ani has to be invested. We have to be in a kuda of initiation, that I am invested, I'm involved. And only as much as my ani is there, is there going to be a kinyan that's not going to be a kinyan lizman. There's a kinyan lizman, there's a kinyan aguf, kinyan oilo. We want to walk out with something that should come part of us. Our knee has to be involved. The question is, now we have to try to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. And the shalom I want to talk about tonight is the same approach, the same mahalach, negiyah to Rosh Hashanah. Where is there mokum to find an ani in Rosh Hashanah? That's the shalom. But for me, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, there's no mokum for an ani. Pirush advar. Let's revive a little bit the challenge and the shayla. Rosh Hashanah, there's many nekudas that are going on. Malchi, Sechrein, Shoifres, it's the Madin. Really, the Harich, Inkamakam Harich. There's many, many mekuras. At the Mahusa Yom is the Yom of Kuli Malchus. Sharon Yonam of Rosh Hashanah, Sai the Madin, Sai Shoifres, Sechrein, they're all mistayef. They're all branching out from the fact that it's a yom of malchus. We include in the bracha and shemana esrei of kedushas hayom. Malchus is included in the bracha of kedushas hayom. The chetz of the day is a yom of malchus. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, during this time of the year, he so to speak pravs his malchus. A melech, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a melech all year round, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't prav his malchus. And Rosh Hashanah, Zochter Ramchal, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is oimei bebekinas malch malka yalayla. He comes and he acts as a melech. And when the melech comes, you're oymid lefnei ha-melech. Can you hear the tzura to be oymid lefnei ha-melech is bedin? Can you marach in that? But the day is the day of malchus. So when you nichnas into the sugya of malchus, I've spoken about many times over the years, that you have to practice ginune malchus. You have to know a little bit how you work with a melech. Which is something very hard for us because we don't have a tzir of malchus today in the world. But the maisa, one of the basic things, if you understand about a melech, when you stand in front of a melech, everything is misbatal to the ruts of the melech. When you stand in front of a melech who shaylit on everything, he shaylit on your life, he shaylit kids on everything. So everything is misbatal to the ruts of the melech, the marshal. And the Rambam's mavur and the Chasmalochim, basic halacha that every year that comes in front of Rosh Hashanah, in front of a melech, maybe except for a kohen gadol, the first thing he has to do is mishtachav in front of the melech. The first thing, mishtachav in front of the melech. Doesn't say to be nice to him. Doesn't say mishtachav. Mishtachav only pirush is I am bottled to you. I'm bottled to you. When I'm in front of you, I have to know that keilu in a certain gevis oifin, keilu sounds like almost I don't exist. I don't only exist in as much as you acknowledge me. That's the alabez of a melech. There's a lot of mekaris there. There's a lot of siyurim even throughout the history of the world of malachim. That is the tzur of the melech by malchus of the arav of kol shekain in front of melech malachim malachim kadosh baruch. Just the dugma and yoni the Rosh Hashanah to bring it out. It's a basic shaila in the yonim of the avodas hayoyim in the tefilas. The basic shailas we speak about. The lechorah there's a tremendous hashmata in the tefilas of Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah in Kippur. Hashanah will start with Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a day, again, we're needing, Adam's needing, Adam's needing. And every prat, every last detail, big, small, ruchnias and gashmias, is nikfan this day. Mi yichye, mi yomus, kama yibareim, who's going to be born, how many is going to be born, who's going to have shiduchim, who's not going to have shiduchim, how successful, are your kids going to be successful in Gan, yeshiva, will you have children? Won't you have children? Every last prat with Chavrusa, not with the Chavrusa, with the, every last prat is nikva today. So, it would be mispakish ma'oid than the bakoshes of the Shemoneh Esrei, which is the middle of Brochus. In the bakoshes of Shemoneh Esrei, we should ask for all of our needs, which is really what we have going on in our minds. This is what I need. Chavrusa, we should ask. Let me buy Gashmius, we should ask. But at least, I want to say, okay, we come to the understanding of Rosh Hashanah, we come to focus, we realize this world's a praise there to come to Elam Haba. Okay, but let us ask about Ruchnis. My son, by from study, it's mentioned. But by Iker, the Milsa, we don't really ask about Ruchnis, and the Iker Pella is we should ask for Tshuva, Slicha, Makabor. Probably the biggest thing that's separating us from being Zeich in a good year, Brocha. A bracha of Hashanah, Toivah, Mesukah is our Averis. Our Averis, which make us Chaitzis and Akir from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're the greatest threat to us having a good year. So when Mizbakish Moi, that the first thing we would do right away is we ask for Slicha Mechila Kapar. It's a Pella. It's Hashemot Atzuma. How could it be that we don't have this in the Tefillos? So as many Nekudas. But one, probably the Iker Nekuda, one of the main Nekudas is the Nekuda we just said before. The answer seems to be is that you're right. If you want to know what me and you think, we think we should be asking Gashmias, for Ruchnias, we would have a long, long settle of things we would ask for. But you're forgetting, Rosh Hashanah is not about us, it's not about me. Rosh Hashanah is all about the Melech. Rosh Hashanah is about the Melech. And in the Melech, L'chayra, there's one thing, and that's Meloich, I'll call Ma'olam Kulei Bitvudeh. Yes. Yovin Kol Yitzur Ki Ato Yitzarte. Yovin Kol Pa'ul Ki Ato Pa'alte. V'yoymer Kol Asher Nishama Ba'apo Yasher Melekei Yisrael Melech Malchuse B'kol Mashol. L'chayra, the king is interested that the reign of the king, maybe for good reasons, there's a lot of good reasons why he wants Gilu Kfar Shemai. It's the toy for the Briyas. But at the end of the day, that's what Hashem, that's what right now. Your chatoim, your proteistic chatoim, your single chatoim, l'chayra, is bottle, I don't know if the word b'shish, and bottle b'milyonim, to Malchus Kvod Shemayim, it's not toifus mokoi, in Malchus Kvod Shemayim. It seems to be, that's the answer. So what is that Be'etzem we're saying? Be'etzem, it seems, we'll see Be'emshek a little bit, it's not exactly Meduyik, where we're saying it now, but this is the Fumir to the Pshat. Which Be'etzim means that there's no mocker for a person's personal mitzvahs. Be'etzim, we call Ani. The base the Kedu of Ani, we were speaking about last week, is what I want. Ani is a chifetz. Ani, by the way, starts with my mitzvahs, my day is my Be'etzim. You close yourself, you're like a fly in the wall. Your bottle of futal kol kulimbra. That's the formiyata. When Be'em is, we just spoke about in Havona, in the Hanoga, by many people, myself included, definitely many years and certain times, parts of Rosh Hashanah. Van Hog the Maisa, by many people, is talking this way in Rosh Hashanah. If you're Mimizboine, by many Yidim, by many Yahuvda Hashem, they're feeling Rosh Hashanah is more or less, oh, if I love, if I could hold my breath for all 2 days, and the 2 days would pass without me being Yahuvda Avera, then I'll be Gavalik, okay? I'll be Gavalik. I just want to make sure that these 2 days pass, that Chas V'Sholem, I shouldn't be over on Rotzen HaMelech. That's better. If I ask him, are you trying to two-oif something on Rosh Hashanah? Are you aiming for something? No, I'm just trying to make sure Chas V'Sholem, I shouldn't be over on Avera. If we spoke about that Elul is cramming for the test, right? We spoke about in the first Vat, that the feeling is many people. Elul is cramming for the test. I mean, Rosh Hashanah is the test itself. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin, Yom Adin V'Anoira. So what's the feeling of the test? Like, you want the time to pass, then a test. You're not enjoying a test. You just halavai, just let me just finish with it, get the paper, hand the paper in. Farti! So what happens? By many people, the Rosh Hashanah Be'etzim is called Kulay Yomim of his Batlus, Takadosh Baruch. So it's not so bad. Rosh Hashanah, halavai, if I read Klai Yisrael, it'll be that way. But what happens? What happens is, but from me until there's no mocking for Ani. Let me give you one seer. There's many, many seer. Many, many seer. Let me give one seer to bring it out. Lamaisa. Gaman asked me. He said, he came to the Shaila. His wife wants to have guests on Rosh Hashanah. He says, I don't want to have guests on Rosh Hashanah. The Matthias says, you have guests. They talk. That's how talkative it is. well, it's a big tzaddik in the Lashon Hara. Just be me and my wife. I have a kid, get it too. Very simple, you know, there won't be too much time, there won't be much. Maisa, what should he do? His wife wants to have guests, he doesn't want guests. What's the pirish? The pirish is be'etzem all year round. Does he have guests? I think he has guests all year round. But the pshat is, that's where it's coming from. Rosh Hashanah, I'm just going to bush it, smother myself and bundle myself and that's it. I won't breathe and hope that the time passes. And that's it. Is this right? Is this taka the emes? Have to imagine. A lot of this hagosha we're talking about, I said, is partially a good hagosha. It comes from Yerushalayim. It comes from Yerush Hashem. Anyone understands a little what's going on Rosh Hashanah? It's a pachid, it's not a toykev. Kedush Sayyim ki noyrev, it's noyrev v'ayim. The taka is noyrev v'ayim. And the tzad, if someone's talking Lashon Hara, if someone starts thinking about it, it's taka noyrev. So be'etzim, it's coming from a good place, but the problem is the way it's developing, l'chayra, is something's wrong. If it's developing, Ayiras Hashem and Ayiras Adin is bringing to a matzah where I don't exist, and I'm just one, I don't know if you're davening in the mirror, let's say 600, 700 angel people standing, you're just one of the angel people standing on the wall, just screaming out, Yehei Shmei Rabbah together with everyone else and being misbattle to the Malchus of Hashem. So you don't exist, is that really what Hashem wants from Rosh Hashanah? Could that be? Could that be what Hashem wants from Rosh Hashanah? Something shmekt epis nishtemis. That's not the way L'chur is supposed to know he's from Rosh Hashanah. L'chur, Mineu Bey, can't be. Dovah HaMelech says, the Dovah Hashem, Oyri V'yishi, Oyri means, this is my light. Dovah HaMelech says, Rosh Hashanah illuminated him. I think Dovah HaMelech was looking forward for Rosh Hashanah. I think he was dying for Rosh Hashanah. He wasn't waiting for it to pass. It was something good for him, Oyri. He had an eigene interest in Rosh Hashanah. Let's think about Aminei Obed. How could it be? Rosh Hashanah is the setup, the precedent of a whole year. Also, a big Yisrael in Rosh Hashanah just mentioned shortly. It's Mavu and many Mekubes. Rosh Hashanah sets, it's the planting of the seeds for the entire year. What you plant on Rosh Hashanah is going to have for the entire year. So how could it be if Rosh Hashanah is setting up our entire year? And we just saw last week in the Seder Avoid of every single of the whole year, Hillel, the Tana Hillel says, "Im ein ani li mili." If you're not present, if you're not around, then ani means the same ani that's around when you eat steak. Same ani, same as that thing. "Im ein ani li mili." In the Seder of the entire year, you have to be present. If you're not present, you saw that you cannot, can't get anything out of Hashem. You could be in the greatest things. You could be in Rabbi Shashir. You can go to Binyamin Shmuzin. You can go to all the Heilige Zachen. You can go to Heilige people. Kever Rochel, Rajbi. You can go to all big places. But the Rabbeinu Yonah we saw said last year is if you're not present, you're not going to get anything out of it. So all year round, the Seder is and Rosh Hashanah, where you're setting up all year round, you're not there. You're flying the wall. It can't be that what's setting up a whole year, I'm not around. It's the kind of sign. Something epic is wrong. So let's try to build. We have to find a place for Ani. In Rosh Hashanah, Mitzat She'i, Rosh Hashanah Taka is Malchus, and Malchus is Kula, is Babus in a certain extent. Let's see what we could build here. So L'chayro, with the Sugya, our Sugya, the name of starts, which is the very famous Goyim. The Goyim opens up the Sugya Malchus Bechlau, and our sugi v'ani befrat. Is a yisoid stick of going, which I think most people in this room have heard. But like many, many times, big marmakomis, we don't take avoided it. We have to learn how to take avoided it. We have to learn how to develop things in avoided. The Goyin is coming to me, Yasid, what's the chila between a melech and a moisho? Motzi ma'oid in the ksuvim, in chazal, there's a melech and a moisho. What's the difference between a melech and a moisho? Zok the Goyin, yisoid stick of going. A moisho is shoylit over the Am, shoylit shlita muchletas. But his shlita is without the rotzin of the Am. His shlita is without the rotzin of the Am. The melech is shoylit the same way a Moshe is, but one difference. He has the rotzin of the Am. He has the consent and the goodwill of the Am. The das and the lev of the Am takes on the malchus and asks for the malchus and crowns the king upon themselves. The Goyim's going on the famous Pesukim, Ki Hashem Hamlucha Moshe Vagoyim, Zok the Goyim, Today Hashem has Malchus and Klal Yisrael by the Goyim, it's only Memshala. Hashem Amlucha, Moshe Magoyim, Ve'olam Moshiyim, Ahar Tzion, Hashem, Bishpar, they say, Hoysel Hashem Amlucha, Ve'oy Hashem Lemelech. Lo'asid Lovoy, the Goyim are also going to inherit what a privilege it is to have Hashem on a Melech, and they can accept the Malchus. Let's build the Goyim. What's the Goyim saying here? If you're misboyin in Heitev, is there a difference in the Shlita between a Melech and a Moshe? No. The amount that they're Shoylet the same exact way. They're both Shoylet out of Soif. They control every last prat and every last detail of your life. Where is the Chiluk between a Melech and a Moshe? The difference is like this. The Moshe is Shoylet on everything except for your mind and your heart. That he can't control. And that, he's forcing you. He doesn't realize it, but you're not accepting that. A Melech is Moshe on your das and your rotten. How could that be? How could it be Moshe? It's a steering their bay. He's Moshe. Teretz says he's not Moshe. He, with his godless of his Malchus, he's able to shtalavek a Malchus that causes the Am to want, willingly, consented, want to take on the Malchus. Now, this is a very hard thing because the command is steering their bay. When you take on Malchus, Malchus means Seder Mukhlet. The Melech shtels avek a Seder. He has to. He has to have a lot of rules, a lot of very harsh rules that you can't break the rules. And no one likes to be Meshuvid. So a Melech to get the Am to want to take on the Malchus and the Memshola of the Malchus, the Shlita of the Malchus, is a very hard thing. The Teretz says the Melech has to be someone who's totally selfless. Tomet Sias is for Emes, Tzedek, and Toiv. That's a Melech. And since in a selfless fashion he doesn't lacha toiv, he gets the Am to want to be mamlech himself on him, the melech on him. Oh, but here comes the nekuda, let's start building it. Here's the nekuda where the melech needs the Am. A Moshe doesn't need the Am, and that's the chesaron of the Moshe. He goes and he's one-sided. A melech, if what makes the melech a melech, and this is the whole thing what makes the melech a melech, it's not just a prat. If the melech doesn't have the consent of the Am, he doesn't have the Bnei Melucha. In English we call them constituents of the Melucha. If he doesn't have all the constituents of the kingdom that they willingly want to shtel zuchsu, in English we say, they say, bring it on. They want to say, bring it on. No, bring on the Malchus. If they don't say that, he's not a Melech. This is going to be the psicha to understand. First of all, we always speak about this. This is the Parshat of Pirush, what it means to be Mamlich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean that our job is on a way to Hashanah to be Mamlech? What does those words mean? We put a crown on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we do? What do I do that makes Hashem a Melech? Without me, he's not a Melech. The answer is there's something that Hashem needs me to do without that he's not a Melech. In a certain kind. In as much as I absorb in my personal system, in my personal mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his Malchus goes through my lev and through my mind, and I understand it, and I want it, and I deher it, I just made a Kodesh Baruch Hu to a Melech. And if I don't, it's missing his Malchus. This is going to be the psicha to understand what Hamlocha of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is, and this is going to be the psicha to understand why Hashem needs Arani. Let's build it. There's a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which explains what does it mean the Mishnah says, that on Rosh Hashanah, Koboya Olam Oindim HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'nei Morim. Very strange statement. It says that we compare us to B'nai Morin. What does it mean, B'nai Morin? Ma pirush amilim B'nai Morin. Who are B'nai Morin? What is Morin? So famously, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yudches, says, three pshatim. What is it, B'nai Morin? Talk to Gemara. Ma'ike B'nai Morin. Hocha tagimimu ke B'nai Amarna. The first, in the base Medrash, they said, it means Loshan Morin is Loshan sheep. Rashi explains, it's talking about sheep, that you're counting from Ma'isa Behema. And for Ma'isa Behema, you must count one by one. If you make a toys, it's very not good. You count them one by one. Next shot. There's Shlokashama Kemaila's Beis Morin. There was a place called Beis Morin. They knew about those days. There was a place called Beis Morin, which was a path that had two deep valleys on either side. It's not suggested to walk on the boundary of that path. On the Gvuli. It's deadly. So everyone made sure to walk one by one. One by one. Beis Morin. And the third shot is Kechayoloi Shabbeis David. Kechayoloi Shabbeis David. What's that? Morin, Lashon Morus, Rashi says, Levi, that Morin means soldiers. when the soldiers would go out originally to war, they would count them one by one. Zokhtar Volbe, it's a pretty famous shtickle, it's kind of nice to see inside. Volbe Alishon Chelik Beis, he touches up and he says, there's three different Siyurim, but there's one Sarashove that goes Kechor HaShari over these Zizhan. Shtey Toh, that when we pass in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Yei Madin, we're going to be standing alone. We're going to be standing what we call today B'bidud, in solitude. You're going to be totally by yourself. Not with your wife, not with your mother, not with your father, not with your ninth grade Rebbe, who you hold almost cause you to go off the derech, because they tell you such a little thing. Not with your bad friends. Just you. You're going to be standing alone, Kibbutz Neim Aron, alone. And you're going to have to answer, and make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, or cheshbon ha-nefesh, you're going to have to give a cheshbon, a din v'cheshbon, without bringing anyone else in. You're going to have to take responsibility. Sometimes it could be something you're not responsible for. But anything that Hashem knows you're responsible for, you're going to have to answer by yourself. And this is a very big thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask you. You have to say, why are you learning? So what happens? War Sager is going to be standing there alone. No one else is there. Nobody. No one's there. He's going to say, War Sager, what do you do this day? What did you do 2 days ago? I got up. I went to first day, the second day. War Sager, why are you learning? And I'm going to say, what do you mean, why am I learning? Because I've been learning for 20, 25 years. That's what I do. I learn. Why did you start learning? Because my father sent me. Maybe. I'd say that. Father sent me to yeshiva. Tefillin. I put on tefillin. Why do you put on tefillin? What do you mean? Why do you do it? Your father's not here now. Do you know why you learn? Do you have any connection to your learning? Why are you married to this lady? Are you connected to her? Do you want to be connected to her? Everything in life. Zokra Volba, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to test you as a yochid. You're going to have to stand there as a vigil, and everything's going to have to come minei ubei from you. I'm not going to be marach now in the chelik of the din. I want to take it a step further. This, the reason why we stand the Bnei Maron, we stand by ourselves, is only as the din chelik. The darkeinu, it's not as the din chelik. It's also as the din chelik. But be'emes, it's as the malchus. We already explained be'etzem, the din is connected to the malchus. The reason why we're standing levad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is takak in the danas levad, is because we have to be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu levad. Not because it's an added feature in HaMalchus, because that is the whole vart of us being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me and you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our ani. And Malchus, we just said, Malchus is not shlita. Malchus is when you as your ani and your ani, your lave and your mind is makir in the Malchus. I need you. I created you. You're standing there with 800 people in the mirror. Yes, there's a lot of people here. And you feel like, oh, it's great that I'm with so many people. But Hashem really is looking for you. You as an individual. And you as an individual are going to have to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's look to another word. It's a more dig of word. I once saw Shmuel Yaakov Wernstein, Zichron HaLevacha, Sefer Zichron Yaakov. He once said, I'm more dig of word. There's a term, there's a musik that we have, very prevalent in Halacha, in Gemara's. Beroi Va'am Hadrus Melech. Baroi v'amajus melech means that we do a mitzvah, daven. There's anything to do with the Olad Aviden. So like many things, we don't think, we don't pay attention to the details. That's an inyan. State that baroi v'amajus melech. State that it's some sort of maila in malchus. Baroi v'amajus melech. He says, Mori de kapit is goy. Mori de kavart. Say it in my own words. If you have a melech who just said the whole word of a melech is not just that he's able to be shoylit. That's a maishal. A melech is that he's able to touch. This is the whole nekud in a malchus. He's a person who's able to make his malchus in a way that it's contagious, that people want to join it. Every person wants to feel, even though it's mashabit, every single person, he wants to be a part of that malchus. Let's say I have a melech who could only talk, he only convinces Chinese people they want to be other malchus. That's a certain type of malchus. It doesn't talk to Americans. And the one talks to Americans, doesn't talk to English. What if we go further, go into the, what if I have a melech who only talks, the guys who came from Shara Torah Yeshiva? The guys who learned in America's a Torah, doesn't talk to. What if he only talks to guys who grew up in five towns, not people who grew up in Toronto? What happens if he only talks to young people, not old people, middle-aged, not? So, it's felt in his malchus. A melech who could talk, who could be mashpia better, who could influence his malchus, who make an imprint of Malchus in every single type of human being. That's an ander chefetz of the Malchus. So the Shulam Yankov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing in front of Beruiv Amadjus Melech. We have a lot of people. Kashem Shapar Tufeim Einem Shovim Kach Teyusayim Einem Shovim. Every single individual in this room has a different mahalach, a different unique system, and a different way he looks at things. He looks at this, he says that's good, he says it's tasty, he says it's not. Oh, but they all say Pe Echod. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech Malchusoi Bakol Mashol. That's Roiv Amadjus Melech. In the Chepta of the Malchus, of the Amlocha, of the Das, and the Rotzoin of the Mal Melech, it's under Malchus. This is what we are going to do on Rosh Hashanah. We are all standing as an individual, as an Ani, and we have to come into Rosh Hashanah, be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu with ourselves. Let's come down to the final stage. We just set it up, the binyan, and let's come down to the final stage. Let's go final circle. We started and we wanted to know, is there a mokum for Ani? But or divri hagoyin, it could be there's no greater mokum than Ani the whole year than Rosh Hashanah. After we have to work it out what we need to say. But if we understand that a melech needs us, so we need to develop our need. Let's explain it. If you want to reword what I was talking about at the beginning of the Vad, I think many people, and I myself, many Rosh Hashanahs, we live with the Kaddish Baruch Hu like a Moishel. We live with the Kaddish Baruch Hu like a Moishel, that's all. What's the pshat? There's already a Malbar Madrega. You already realize that the Kaddish Baruch Hu is Shoivet Alakipa. We call it, controls everything. I mean, the last come out 2 years, we've had a pretty good description. Hashem with Corona, Takashonas, Khan's fine, every Poshit controls us. We can't fly, we can't move, you don't know if your kids are going to be next week in school, you know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed, we know that. You want to have children, you want to have good children, you want them to make Tishduchim, you want to be successful, you want to find yourself, you want to find your place in Torah and Avodah. You need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miyichya, miyomos, everything. Rosh Hashanah is a meridik day. So the first glance is okay. Shtel zichsu to the mizbatal to the malchus. But really, what are you doing? You're mizbatal to the memshola. You haven't been mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamloch HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts when I bring ani into the Rosh Hashanah. If I'm a fly in the wall again, I just lived the memshola. That's all I did. That's a memshola. It's not a malchus. I have to bring myself into Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah starts, push it, that's incumbent on every single person. Before they come to Rosh Hashanah, you're about to stand in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You always have to do the Shemar Esrei, but the Maaseh in Rosh Hashanah, it's Mesuim Dekowei Kiva. You're about to stand in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, B'kol Roiv Hodroi V'choyder, in all his splendor and his majesty. It's going to be the King and you. What do you have to give to the King and his kingdom? What do? You have a mission, Rosh Hashanah? Do you have a mission in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's big plan? Think about it. Who are you? What's special about you? What's unique about you? That unique feature, do you want to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now think, maybe I'll give it to him if he takes it, but do I want to give it to him? Stop. Open up the second. Yeah. Take your ani and start thinking about it in Rosh Hashanah. This is where we're going to begin to enter the Hamloch of Rosh Hashanah. The ani has to come to the plate, and only as much as my ani comes to the plate of Rosh Hashanah, and I'm able to mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm going to take myself, and I'm going to be present, yes, me with my unique, I have to take my ritzoinus, and I have to bring it off. Fashtetzich. It's much easier in a certain way, the other way, then I don't come out. If I don't bring my ani, so then my taiva for all kinds of other things don't come out. When I start bringing my ani, it starts coming out. Oh, that's not either. I got to bring myself. Here comes Nakuda. When you start bringing your knee to Rosh Hashanah, and you start bringing your knee to the Malchus, obviously there's a certain level of espatlas. Like we started, yes, no question. Of course there's a level of espatlas. Because when you bring your knee in front of the Melech, you start to realize that the Etzem, everything you're about, you're a prat in the Malchus. There's something much bigger and much more important than your private self-interest. Listen good. You're giving yourself and you're giving what you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But for me, or for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is going to be a big tug of war. And as you enter the zone of Rosh Hashanah, you have to come to a matzah where you realize that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pirush, I'll give you a portion of the tzir. Bring it out. Let's say I realize I have a moiridik afchon, I'm living to listen to people. 99% of people have no shaykhs to listen to people. Let's say I have to be one of those weird people, not to listen to people, they actually listen when other people talk for more than 2 minutes. And you notice that, you notice they want to be a listener. And you think you want to use it some way. Maybe you'll be a therapist, maybe you'll be a Rebbe, you'll be a Yoyet today, Rebbe sometimes is a therapist today. You'll do something, you're going to be a parent, educator. You notice something unique about yourself. And the first thing you start thinking, okay, where can I use it in Kvod Shemayim? So you start thinking, yeah, I could use it. I could help out Yivdei Hashem. I can help out people. Okay. How are you going to use that? Are you going to use that selfishly or not? Are you going to use that selfishly or not? Are you going to use that for yourself and use that HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm a Marbitz Torah, yeah? Try to be. Let's say I'm talented and down and out. Let's say there's going to be a man who calls me up every night and bothers me again and again and again and again. What am I going to say to myself? I have no patience for that guy. That's the shayla. If I'm using my ani for sure, am I using my ani for war sake or I'm using my ani for the malchus of Kadosh Baruch Hu? If I'm using the ani of war sake, so when it works for me, it's great. When it's a big pain in the neck for me, it's like, yeah. But if my ani is for Kadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm able to give it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then I'm able to be, in a certain way, it's called mafker yourself, but it's not mafker. I'm able to understand that I have the privilege to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu and use my koiches and nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here comes the yishuv of the ani with the balos. Avada gevis, we just started. Rosh Hashanah has to do with ani. Hashem needs ani. Don't be a spectator and a bystander on Rosh Hashanah. That's the whole part of tonight. If you think you're just going to stand there and watch HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus and not do any Averis, you missed the Vort of Malchus. Don't be a spectator. Hashem wants you. He wants you to be involved. He wants you to be initiative. He wants you to be thinking. He wants you to bring to the plate you and all your special Koyches and Nefesh. But during Rosh Hashanah, and as in get Rosh Hashanah, a Yid is able to come to a Noiridik Gilui. That he, in his eye, is able to reach a point where he wants to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Almost in a strange way, he wants to be misbattled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tzio what I just said before. I want to take what I have and live for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, I'm not a fly on the wall because I'm giving my what I have. I'm giving my what I think. At the end of the day, this might be sometimes I might change what I have to think because I have to work with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's me. Aber it's nizgale that zecheinu l'chaim el chovet zecheinu l'man chelikim chaim. It's nizgala that I'm able to live a life of l'man chalikim chayim. And this is the emes, we're going around circle. This is the emes, what we mentioned at the beginning of the Vat. And we say that in Rosh Hashanah, we don't ask for personal things. We say we don't ask for personal things. My muzgur, the Bala Musa say on the side, you should ask for personal things, but that's on the side. But upon him, the ikar avoy, this nusach atfilah, we don't ask for personal things, we ask for loikul and makumas. So the nusach we said is kilu tashmot. Kilu, because it's so important, the rotzen of a melech, so there's no mokim for mine and yours rotzen. We don't have any mokim. Kilu, almost, we're moichik, the musig of bakoshes from Rosh Hashanah. You know, I'm a vakish. Be'etzem, bakoshes. Pashup shana bakoshes means you ask for what's chaser. Bakoshes means you ask for what's chaser. So be'etzem, we're saying, you can't ask for what's chaser to you because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no point. It's not doimik. Doimik is in Rosh Hashanah, it's niskale. What? A Yid is missing in his stomach, in his ani, he's missing Kvod Shemayim. He wants the Kvod Shemayim, or maybe he needs to, Hashem put it in that way, that the Kvod Shemayim, he should be somewhere involved a little bit in Kvod Shemayim, because that's what Hashem made him. But he's able to be mal himself enough to realize that the Emes, the place where I will flourish, is within the Malchus of Hashem. Hashem who stands for HaToiv, Va'ameitiv, Va'emes, Va'tzedek, this is the best way for me to flourish, and this is what I really come. So be'emes, my bakosha is maloich hakol alam kulay b'chvaydecha. My ani comes to the spot where Taka says, maloich hakol alam kulay b'chvaydecha. That is the malach of Rosh Hashanah. This is what we wanted to try to be over tonight. Saying the tefillahs, malchusay bakol mashallah. Ve'yoyimer kol asher mishama ba'po, yashem melikeso melech umalchusay bakol mashallah. In one sentence, that's our avodah. We have to shtim the malchus with the mashallah. We might know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moshe, but it's not such a Malchus. We have to put the Malchus Bakol HaShem Mashallah. We have to take our ani. It's not just, don't close yourself. Invite the guests. Yeah, if you want guests, your wife's part of you. If you and your wife, okay, it's my guest. and you have to work in a way that you're able to come to a matzav that you, with your guests, you could bring that to Kvayat Shemayim. There's a risk it might not happen. Okay, that's what we're here for. We have to work. We have to work. Again, you have to moedit everything. This is the mahalach of Rosh Hashanah in the Goyin state. That Rosh Hashanah is nemsuch marani. We need to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should all take a half seat to the Shemaya. Bring our knee, give our knee to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be makir in our knee. I'm invested in Kvayat Shemayim. I and myself, the biggest nourishment of my ani is when I realize how much I am l'asei l'man kvaydecha, l'mancha elikim chayim. So we say,